Can everyone hear me? Great. Hello, everyone. I'm Jessica Tallon. As you heard, I've been working on ActivityPub for quite a while, and then more recently at the Sprightly Institute. And I am involved in both the implementation and standardization of OCaPN. Sprightly is a research institute, and we are trying to research and develop the sort of next generation of decentralized web. We have a few projects, Goblins, which is an actor model aimed to build decentralized and peer-to-peer applications. And it's also an implementation of OCaPN. Hoot, which is our scheme to WebAssembly compiler, so we can bring our stuff to the web. And OCaPN, which is something we're involved in the standardization of. We're a US 501c3 registered nonprofit, and we can't do our work without donations. So if you think what we're doing is interesting, check us out, and if you can, donate. So OCaPN, what is OCaPN? It stands for Object Capability Network, and I know a few of the talks at least have mentioned capabilities. It's built to allow peer-to-peer communication, and it's utilizing capability as its security model. It has actors at the core, and supports messaging between those actors. It includes something called promise pipelining and promises. It's network transport agnostic. It has acyclical distributed GC and third-party handoffs. And if some of those you don't understand, hopefully you will at the end of this talk. But why OCaPN? Why are we building this thing? And my background is in ActivityPub, as I said. And when we were building that, we built it with client-server and servers federating between one another. And we're building this for the web, and so people are building these things with Django and Rails and things like that. And that works great up until a point. People are deploying, you know, Mastodon servers or something, and they've got lots of users, but you're sort of ceding some control and sometimes privacy to these servers. And it would be much better if we could build actually peer-to-peer applications where users can just run their own and they make point-to-point connections, and we can build applications on top of those. But it can be really hard to do this. Like, there's a lot of things to think about. So this is where OCaPN is coming in, and it's designed to make building these peer-to-peer applications ergonomic and secure and easy. And OCaPN is a protocol, so it's something you implement, or you hopefully use an implementation of, and then you know, you can then focus on your application logic and leave the peer-to-peer stuff to OCaPN. While OCaPN doesn't actually have an opinion on whether your system is fault-tolerant or not, this is something that typically goes hand-in-hand with the actor model, as we'll see. And so this is important in that you often want distributed applications to be quite fault-tolerant. Because it's network transport agnostic, applications don't have to worry about the network, and the transport can be swapped out to their needs. So capability security. I know the previous talk and several other talks have mentioned this, so hopefully you're all familiar, but if you're not, I'll quickly go over it. We like to say at Sprightly, if you don't have it, you can't use it. And that means basically if you have a reference to something or something like that, you can just use it. There isn't anything to stop you doing that. You can think of this as like procedure arguments or something. Pass something into a procedure, and then it can use that thing you've passed into it, or file handles. You give it a file handle instead of the entire access to the file system. And capability security often goes hand in hand with the principle of least authority, which is you give programs just the privileges they need to do their job. The alternative to capability security is usually access control lists, which are susceptible to confused deputy attacks, which is a security vulnerability. And also, ACLs tend to lend themselves to centralized systems. There is usually a program that has a lot of power and then gives that out to other programs. And this is somewhat inherently centralized. So capability security can help with building distributed applications. I'm sorry that these are a little small. I should have made them bigger. But this is a very basic diagram showing a blog. And in the middle, you've got these posts. And these arrows are the capabilities. And this is showing attenuation, giving just a part of a capability out. And so you can see here the admin has the capability to write. That's what the W, if you can make that out, is meaning. And the blog itself has the capability to read, but not write. So you can take a read-write capability and split out just part of the capability and hand that out. And so that's a really interesting and useful property of capabilities. This is a somewhat scary looking diagram, but it's not too bad. This is Lauren, and she's got a blog with an admin, and she wants to give this out to Robert. She doesn't just give her entire capability, she gives a proxy to that capability, and this proxy is revocable and will log what Robert is doing. So Lauren can look at the log, and then if she chooses, revoke, and this arrow you can see pointing between the proxy half moon and the admin in the middle is pointing at some kind of like switch in a circuit or fuse. And so this would be really difficult to model in a classic ACL system, but this is actually something pretty easy to model in a capability security system. The actor model is at the heart of OCaPN. So I'll go over it a little bit. Actors communicate with other actors by message passing, sending messages to other actors. And actors work great in concurrent systems. So you can have multiple actors working at the same time. Actors are also great for distributed applications. You can usually put a network boundary, have an actor system and then put a network boundary in the middle. And that's usually fairly trivial. And again, they often lend themselves to fault-tolerant systems. Things like Erlang and Elixir often tout this, and they're relying on the actor model. So to get into OCaPN, I'm going to sort of go through the protocol and show you what these messages look like on the wire. And I've mentioned that we're sending messages to actors. And so how are actors represented on the wire? There is this notion of imports and exports. And these are pairwise within a session.